On this Anzac Day, let's talk music, the music of battle, an almost four-year-long project to find and preserve culture lost during the First World War is coming to a close. It's known as Flowers of War, and it saw the Australian War Memorial's first music artist in residence, Chris Latham, travel the world collecting pieces of music composed during the conflict and working on a major new musical work to commemorate the war. It led to some major discoveries, with music lost during the First World War rediscovered and recorded for the world to hear again. Chris Latham, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thanks so much, Fran.
The Flowers of War was an ambitious project. You wanted to find the art, the music in particular, created and lost during the First World War, in your words, to research, recover, restore and record music from the battle. What were you looking for exactly?
I think it's just this idea that you can reach back and somehow bring people back to life. And one of the things, I had a very powerful experience with the Australian composer Frederick Septimus Kelly. He's like a Patrick White talent that we lost, and we didn't even realise we'd lost him. It's only just very recent that you know, we've come to understand his importance. And I was at Balliol College, where he went in Oxford, and I was sitting in the chapel, and I swear I heard a voice say to me, as clearly as we're talking now, "Don't look for me here, look for me in my music." And that was really good advice. And so I went to try to find all his manuscripts, because they'd sort of been dispersed. And the big one we found was the Gallipoli Violin Sonata. We found that in, he wrote it at Gallipoli after writing his most famous piece, the Elegy for Rupert Brooke.
So tell us a bit more about this Frederick Septimus Kelly, F.S. Kelly, same initials as my dad, actually. He was a composer before he went to the battlefield. He composed on the battlefield, and what happened, and he died there on the Somme, is that right?
Yeah, he's quite an extraordinary Renaissance figure, in that he was considered the greatest amateur rower of that period. He never really got beaten, except when he was very sick. He got beaten by a Canadian once. He wins a gold medal in rowing at that time because of, you know, fluidity. He actually rows for England. He's living at that stage in England. But on top of that, he's an extremely gifted pianist. And the reason he's in England is because there's no one left in Australia to teach him the piano. So he's probably one of our greatest pianists at the time. He's a very serious athlete. And his real claim to fame is that he's a great composer. If you put him and Ralph Vaughan Williams next to each other, the two catalogues, and you cut them off at 35, which is the age Kelly was when he was killed, they're identical.
Wow.
So you're talking about, you know, a really significant talent that we lost. And I found it very moving, like finding the manuscripts, typesetting the manuscripts, recording the pieces. And this was, I realized that while the music was playing, he basically was alive again. And that became a really powerful thing for me. And so I was very motivated to find a lot of his. And we've ended up doing 7 CDs of his music. We'll release those. They'll be free downloads on November 11th. That will be the release
fantastic.
Date. And the whole gift of this project is, we went round, you know, I think most of the European nations who participated, we found someone. And we're going to give all of that back to the world again on Armistice Day. And that's this year now is my year of kind of collating and bringing that publication together, which will be called The Flowers of the Great War.
Well, Chris, before we run out of time on this Anzac Day, one of the major works to come out of your project is The Digger's Requiem. It's a tribute to the 100th anniversary of the end of the First World War, composed by 7 contemporary Australian composers. We're going to hear part of that in a moment from The Digger's Requiem. It's composed by Nigel Westlake. Can you tell us about this bit?
Well, this is the Battle of Vierce Bretonneux. It's called I Was Blinded But Now I See, and it tells the story of Nelson Ferguson, who is a painter and also a trumpet player. He was a stretcher bearer, blinded by gas in the lead up to the battle, comes back to Ballarat, can't teach painting anymore, and so he makes a glass foundry with his son and son-in-law, and they make stained glass windows. At the end of his life, they can replace his corneas so he can see the stained glass windows he's made. So it's a story of healing.
An absolutely beautiful story. Chris Latham, thank you very much for joining us. And let's hear now a little from this Nigel Westlake piece from The Digger's Requiem, I Was Blind But Now See. Chris, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's part of Movement 9 from The Digger's Requiem, the Requiem developed by Chris Latham, the first musical artist in residence, what a great title, at the Australian War Memorial and director of the Flowers of War Project. And I was blind, but now I see, from Nigel Westlake, part of the Flowers of War Project.